to my favorite fading hornet, I know not if you ever shall be in true receipt of this message. I'm breathing out into the ethos now. To my fading favorite hornet, I wonder if you've lived your last of days to come to the fullest that can be done. I imagine you're choosing not to sting, ruffled both friend and kin alike. To the hornet fading, you frightened me at first, as you dawdled about my garden green. The small sphere you occupied seemed to grow its dimensions out. Seeing you preoccupied with whatever your intent there was, altered the chemistry of my being. Blood runs hot, yet fear heats further, and to calm, the body alters by influx, fusing in the coldest paralysis man could ever know. You circled about me, mingled with my hair, peering into cavities exposed, and I felt the ice chipping quickly as I realized you were not at all like your cousins, the ones I met buzzing by the weeds when I was yet more than a little old. To my favorite fading hornet, sting me now, so you at least could depart knowing exactly how it felt to oblige the nature you never chose. To my fading favorite hornet, you've more than proved yourself a friend, spending time with me despite the incoherency. I believe you understood me, as I believe I can also say I understand both the pleasure and the peril of your today, tomorrow, and yesterday. Therefore, please, please allow me to extend my arm, for I can think of no coat of fitting aptly more than to forever bear the scar of your charm.